for decades, newspapers were virtual ATMs. These were cash machines that churned out profits of around 30%. This is a profit margin not seen in virtually any other industry, eclipsing almost every single other sector on the S&P 500. What we've seen in the last 10 years with the rise of the internet and things like Craigslist is that newspaper profitability has gone down, but it has not hit the rock bottom. I mean, it's still in the upper teens. The profit margins in newspapers still are much higher than most other industries. So what we're seeing is that these companies are being, these newspaper are getting bought out by these sort of rapacious firms that get in to squeeze every dollar they can out of it. And it really reflects what's happening across the media sector. It's happening in radio, it's happening in television, and that is conglomerates and large companies buy the media properties, and their job is to turn higher and higher profits. It's not sustainable. And what goes away when you're looking for profits are newsroom staff, critical journalism that actually can be politically controversial and scare away advertisers. You're seeing the owners of these companies cozy up to policymakers who are in turn giving them policies in Washington and in the state houses worth millions and even billions of dollars. So what we're seeing is a direct connection between the corporatization of the media and the failure of the media to provide the kind of journalism that democracy requires.